Welcome to Lending a Hand with your host, Keaton Lender.
Whoo, I love the new intro. Thank you, Suki. He will be on the podcast later this week. But everybody, welcome to Lending a Hand. My name is Keaton Lender, and this is going to be a short micro episode. I've got a lot on my mind, but I want to cover all of this in about 10 minutes. So I really want to give as much value as I can. And I want to give my opinions on the Black Lives Matter movement. I want to give my opinions on what is going on in the world now. And then I'll recap it with a little bit of fun, a little bit of sports. And you're going to have a chance to, if you listen to this whole 10-minute episode, to listen for an opportunity to win something. So I'll tell you about that in a little bit. Anyways, let's talk about Black Lives Matter. Let's get serious, because right now in our world, in our reality, I don't care if you're white, black, Asian, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. What's going on is life-changing. Let's talk about it. We're going to get serious here for a few minutes because it's all on our minds. Black Lives Matter. And this is nothing against all other lives. Right now in this country, if you don't understand what Black Lives mean, Black Lives Matter means, then I would suggest that you really are out of touch with reality. Because the reason that the hashtag Black Lives Matter, BLM, is so popular, and the reason that people are writing this on signs and running down the streets yelling this and rioting, is because the inequality in our system, it's not fair, you guys. And I'm a white male. I am privileged to an extent there. I've never known that racism. Although I do agree that racism exists on all levels, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. That's not what it's about. Just as Colin Kaepernick, when he kneeled on the field in the NFL, he did not kneel to protest our country's flag or our army or the people that keep us free. He was kneeling. In fact, let me read this quote from Megan Rapinoe, Olympic gold medalist, soccer. Colin Kaepernick is still effectively banned, still banned from the NFL for kneeling in protest of a known and systematic police brutality against people of color, end quote. Let that sink in. Because Steph Curry says, you know, if you've been around the NFL, he's one of the top 64 quarterbacks. He's not even one of them? No. I don't know what game I'm watching. These are all quotes off of Bleacher Report's Instagram page that they posted earlier. And they hit home, because Colin Kaepernick, just as Black Lives Matter, was not kneeling to protest against the other races or against the country or other people. He was kneeling just as people riot and protest in the streets, because there is an inequality in our system, all the way up to the very top. I've seen this since I was a young child. And I got this question from a good friend of mine, Zach Abukar, who lives in Minneapolis. And we were just talking on Instagram a few minutes ago. And, you know, basically the question was, how do we break our mindsets and attitudes that we grow up with? Because as many of you have probably seen, there's this video out there. This little girl, it resurfaced from a few years ago. But this little girl, this little black girl, goes around hugging everyone. Doesn't matter, black, white, Asian. It didn't matter. Green, yellow, there could have been aliens there. She would have hugged them. And that's heartwarming, because for me, that just, I mean, being a psychology nerd and someone that loves to understand that the mind, you know, we're not born racist. We're not. It's taught. It's learned. Unfortunately, we learn from the people we're closest to. And I will not say anybody, mostly because they've passed away, and I don't want to tarnish their name, but like I've heard this growing up, the N-word, you know, that almost Voldemort-like word. And I've heard, you know, family members say that growing up. Granted, they grew up in a different time, and that's no excuse, but it's just learned, and it just goes to show you that we learn things from a very early age. You may have heard me say this before, but this is a statistic I believe that Harvard came up with a few years ago. Not came up with, but did a study on, and not a poll, but a study, and it was about psychology and how much you learn when you're a kid. Because a lot of times you've heard the saying, people don't change. Well, according to that study, 80% of people, no, excuse me, 80% of all the information you will ever learn in your entire life, even to this day, until the day you die, is between the ages of 4, 5, and 6. Yeah, I almost didn't believe it either, but it's the truth. You learn so much growing up. And you learn it from the people that are close to you. So another question I'm getting is, and I'm hopefully staying on storyline here, because another question I'm getting is, how do we as white people, as Caucasian Americans, help out our brothers and sisters, the African American community? How do we do that? If I don't want to go out and protest, what can I do? You know, if I'm too scared or nervous, or if I have kids and I don't want to take them out there, what do we do? Well, there's a ton of ways, and I'll give them to you here while we're talking. Practicality. It's part of this show. We always talk things that are possible today. You know, you could have, whether it was posting a square on Blackout Tuesday, that is a way that your voice is heard. If you've got a platform like I do here, like we do on Lending a Hand, you can talk about it. If you've got even one person that you know that's close to you who may say things that you know are a little bit racist, you don't have to be mean about it, but you do need to step up. It's just like somebody picking on you in the school parking lot. You got to step up. You know, you're going to get hit a little bit, especially in nowadays time. You're going to get hit. Social media is going to find a way to hit you. Drew Brees, one of the most respected NFL quarterbacks of all time, he got hit hard for his comments. And, you know, in all reality, I've heard Stephen A. Smith from ESPN say that he has lost a lot of respect for Drew Brees and his comments. And, you know, while I don't believe he was being insensitive, it just goes to show, I mean, he was being insensitive, excuse me. He was being insensitive. I don't believe he meant it with bad intent. He just, as maybe a white male, this is a learning point. And even his brothers on his team said that they forgave him after he apologized today. But I don't know if he meant it in the worst way, because he was standing up for America. But here's the confusion and the conversation that needs to be had as I'm going to get off this, because the next few episodes, we will definitely be talking about what's going on in the world right now. But I don't know if I have an answer to how we move forward. We can, as white people, as Caucasians, as African Americans, we can protest. We will get equality. We will win this. Winners will win in the end, and we are the good people. We will win. But I want to leave you with something. And this is a topic of conversation that's been on my mind a lot, is how will this change the world? Personally, the only thing that I've been really able to come up with is that I'm going to have to be a more sensitive, empathetic, understanding human being. to my brothers and sisters. I would love to hear your thoughts. Thank you for listening to Lending a Hand. And Black Lives Matter. All lives do matter as well. But right now, the Black Lives Matter more than anything. We want to help gain equality in this country. I love you all, brothers, sisters, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Portuguese, Brazilian. I love you all. Reach out to me if you can, if you want to add something to this show. We would love to hear from you. Thank you. Hey, everybody, this is Keaton. I'm so grateful that you took the time to listen to Lending a Hand. It is a big passion of mine. It is a business that I run, and I wanted to give you some incentive to listen more, to share this with your friends if you got any value out of it. I've got a $20 gift card here. It's a video game gift card, actually, so if you're a big gamer or if you just want a present to give someone, tag two of your friends in our post and share this on Facebook. It would mean the world. I appreciate you every day. And if you can, continue to listen, continue to reach out. We will lend a hand to you if you need it. Thanks, everybody.